Hello.
Mr. Alderman.
Hi.
Hey, how did the Julie thing come
out?
I didn't get to see it, and I...
Oh, did you really see that?
Well, I didn't frankly want to see it because, you know, I was on the phone, and I knew my party was watching. But you felt it was good.
Very good. Julie, it just, I was amazed. She was really terrific. She's got a great... She had the same kind of coolness in a way that Tricia has, you know, that I didn't realize Julie did, but it's complete command.
Yeah.
And, well, you get the contrast between the two of them, and then they get David and Ed talking, you know, and neither of them has anywhere near the presence that Julie and Trish both have.
Mm.
And, but they all came off very well, and I think the total plus.
You do, yeah.
Very good. Oh, yeah.
What did they use the Christmas thing at the end, or some of that?
Yeah, sure did. They had Julie down in front of the big tree, and they said, you know, what's your Christmas message to the nation? She said, I think what my father said when we were decorating the tree,
you know,
last week or something, would express my thoughts, too. And then they cut back to you at the, in the upstairs thing, and the point of the wars between Christian nations, and that hopefully that would
actually
peace on earth and goodwill toward men idea. Christmas. And they had a long segment of the interview with you earlier in the thing too, on just on the family Christmas.
Oh, I
think, you know, the background of the family Christmas, your own Christmases, and your grandmother, you know, red velvet dress,
mm-hmm.
And just very, very, you know, human family kind of thing all the way through. And marvelous shots of the blind kids at the White House.
Good.
Peeling the gingerbread house. And
good.
Superb shot of a young boy, with, you know, putting his hands on the gingerbread house.
Ah, good.
Get the feel of it. The kids through the thing. And,
they had the dogs coming in. Did they get that?
The dogs, yeah. Yeah. Had that whole thing. When you, they showed you and Pat coming in while the kids were at the tree, and I know when you came in and brought the dog, and they had quite a long segment there with picking up from all of you. And there was an interesting byplay. They had interviewed David earlier and asked him about earlier Christmases in the White House, and he talked about his most exciting one or something was when he got an electric train. And then when they got you a little later in the thing, they something about yours, you said the best present you ever got or something was the train. In those days, it wasn't electric, but mechanical train. But it played off David's thing, which is very...
I see.
It worked out very well, I'm sure, without either of you knowing it.
Well, I'll tell you.
But
she's
Julie,
worried about it, you know.
Oh, gosh, but she shouldn't be worried about it. She was just... In the opening, she came on. She's so much more professional than Mariah McLaughlin, you know.
Yeah. She's got a lot of poise, hasn't she?
Oh, she really does. And she... In the way she opened the show, started describing the White House Christmas, and the way she handled every question, it couldn't have been better.
Good.
She did a terrific job.
Good. Good. Good.
She ought to be.
Well,
very pleased. Did she watch it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But well, she'll be pleased then, because she'll know she did. She did a good job. It's obvious.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Good. I called Haig, you know, and I had a good talk with him.
Oh, good.
I thought he needed it, you know, poor guy sitting there wondering he should have to be the buffer him out of his
life. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get this thing turned around. Incidentally, make a note, I've invited Edgar Hoover to have dinner with me at Key Biscayne, 6 o'clock Monday night.
Monday night?
He's down there, yeah.
Okay. And we've got,
Roger's going down. Yeah, I called him.
Yeah, we've got, I'm just trying to remember. Oh, the new ambassador to Japan.
Eaton.
At noon on Monday.
Yeah, I said that.
And, if it's okay, we'll run, suffrage at 11 o'clock.
Sure.
And get that all cleaned up then.
Sure.
And, Tupper has to drive down from somewhere else in Florida, which he wants to do.
Just as well to have have, you know, other appointments.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
and stuff that time.
Yeah. So we'll get supper and eat and then Uber for dinner.
Good.
And then we'll be fine.
Okay. You know, getting back to the Hoffa thing, I have a feeling that the naming about that for people, I mean, we all remember Hoffa, and that's the sort of the picture of that poor bastard coming out of that jail. People are just bound to be sympathetic.
Yep.
I have that feeling. You know, the written press is not as important as that picture. That's the whole story of the media.
Absolutely. I think that's the way it's gonna end up. They're gonna have a hard time. Good, trying to make a thing out of that. I think.
Oh, I thought I'm trying to make it. We want to remember that it works both ways.
Yep.
Get those teamsters, their allies.
And Woodcock came out with a strong.
Yeah. Sent us a wire.
That
helped. Good. Fine. Thank you.
All right.